It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, May 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. The environmental impacts of the fossil fuel industry can be a polarizing topic of conversation. That's especially true in communities that depend on oil, gas, and other extractive industries. But a new program funded through the National Science Foundation is helping Colorado science teachers weave fossil fuel discussions into their classrooms, even in towns where it can be a touchy subject. Bryce Gray has more.
You'd be surprised how many uses a horse catheter has. Just ask Tori Hellman, a science teacher at Palisade High School in Western Colorado. In her classes this year, she's using one to demonstrate fracking. She injects plaster of Paris through the catheter and into a plastic bottle of gelatin, busting the jello apart.
So kind of simulates the idea of fracking. Not exactly, but it kind of gets the image across to the students so they can see that by using a fluid and a solid, you can get it to actually crack.
Hellman got the idea last summer when she took a course developed by the University of Colorado's Airwater Gas Project and funded by the National Science Foundation to help teach students more about the impacts of fossil fuels. She was one of eight science teachers from several oil and gas producing counties in Colorado to go through the course. The development class lasts for 6 weeks online before concluding with a two-day in-person workshop. Lisa Gardner specializes in teacher training with Airwater Gas and helps coordinate the course.
The reason that we're gearing the course towards communities that have a lot of oil and gas development is that this is a great opportunity for place-based science education, and it can make science and engineering real and relevant to students.
She says fossil fuels provide a good example of a local issue with a far-reaching impact.
The students in these communities can understand how their local environment is related to all these science and engineering processes. And then it also scales up, and we talk about global climate change caused by the burning of fossil fuels as well. So it's a good example, too, of looking at something on a local scale that has a global impact.
That kind of curriculum can be tricky in places where jobs depend on the fossil fuel industry. Wyoming lawmakers, for example, recently battled over science standards in schools, fearing that too much climate change curriculum would damage the economy. In Palisade, many students have parents who work in the oil and gas industry. But Hellman, who grew up in the coal town of Craig, Colorado, says her students have generally kept an open mind. She says the key is to focus on objective facts tested by science. The class mostly discusses fossil fuel impacts on air and water quality, but also touches on some related social and economic issues. These kinds of activities help students stay informed.
That's probably the biggest takeaway I would hope that they get, that be informed. Because there are future voters, and you know that these are going to be issues in this state, and so hopefully that this will give them some background to want to be educated.
Hellman is well aware that the fossil fuel industry is a thorny topic, with costs and benefits that need to be considered.
But there are times when you do share your opinions, you know, and I think that's okay for them to be aware of, too. Because, again, I grew up in a coal mining community with the power plants, and so I know how that can impact, you know, a whole city.
The statewide program faces an uncertain future, with no funding currently lined up beyond this year. Hellman, though, hopes to make the subject into a full course someday instead of just a couple units throughout the year. She'll keep using horse catheters, she says, though she's not sure everyone will.
I can only imagine what people do when they see that that's what they have to buy. It makes kids realize, or everybody goes, oh my God, that thing's big. No, so it's kind of like, oh, not so much fun for the horse, but yeah, it works well for this.
For High Country News and KVNF, I'm Bryce Gray.
A popular camping area in Gunnison County will be quite different this summer. The Forest Service is banning dispersed camping in the Gothic Quarter from June 15th to August 15th. KBUT's Chad Rich has more.
For 2 months, the Gothic Corridor won't be a car camping party or a sea of voyagers parked in the skunk cabbage. The closure dates are during the heaviest visitation periods in the corridor. In recent years, campsites have sprawled, like suburbs, throughout the corridor and into research sites used by the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, where vehicles have damaged years and decades of sensitive study. Reporting for KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
The four designated campsites will still remain open. Starting this fall, Western Colorado Community College will offer a flight program, the only one of its kind in the area. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Students who complete the two-year program will earn their private and commercial pilot's license and be certified as a flight instructor. They'll also graduate with 240 flight hours and an Associate of Applied Science in Aviation Technology. Dan Ashton, a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and a command pilot, is the program's director. He says the school has been years in the making.
Right now, there's a pilot shortage. RAND Corporation did a study where they're looking at, for the regional airlines, they're looking at needing of 5,000 pilots over the course of the next several years. The major airlines looking at a need of 3,000 additional pilots, not because they're growing at the major level, because of the requirement for pilots to retire at age 65. So they're going to have a real bubble for their pilots starting to retire here quickly in the backfill. And it takes a long time before a pilot, even though it has his license, to build the experience and the requirements they need so they can fly for the airline.
Ashton says at first the program will accept only 10 students.
Starting a year from now, we would be looking at 20 to 25 students and continuing to grow. If the demand grows, we'll grow.
He thinks Western Colorado Community College will be competitive with other aviation schools in Colorado and in the U.S., and students will be attracted to the Grand Valley.
Our aircraft are going to be newer. They're going to be a little bit better avionics equipped, you know, but I think mostly it's going to be just the environment here.
Classes for the program will be held at WCC and at the Colorado Flight Center in Grand Junction. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
It will soon be legal for Coloradans to collect rain that falls from their roofs. As Benta Berkland reports, Colorado is the final state in the country to sanction rain barrels.
Governor Hickenlooper signed the legislation on Thursday. Supporters see it as an important way to educate residents about water conservation and connect them to larger water policy issues. Hickenlooper says it ties in perfectly to the state's long-term water plan unveiled last year.
They promote education, people pay attention to water and how it's used, and they also promote stewardship.
The issue has been contentious at the State House over the years. Opponents worried rain barrels would hurt downstream users. The law goes into effect 3 months from now and will allow people to collect up to 110 gallons of rainwater. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix.